What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your host of the Colts Cast today. Hey, Colts Nation, the most anticipated event of the offseason is right around the corner. I'm talking about 2 days away. The NFL draft. Speculation is at an all-time high for what the Indianapolis Colts will do with their first round draft pick. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the rest of the picks, and that's why I'm here today. You already saw the title. You know what you're getting. One more mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft. Now, I will say, I mean, we were pretty positive last year that we were leaning towards Anthony Richardson with the number 4 overall pick. I have a realistic scenario. You know, this is my final mock draft. This is, in my opinion, a highly realistic scenario with great value to address multiple needs at holes in our roster. But I will say, I've seen a lot of players mock to us. I've seen trade ups, trade downs, just any type of position, even at 15, doesn't matter. It just seems like we're all over the place. So it's going to be a crazy night for Colts fans. But without further ado, let's get right into it. But before we do, please make sure to hit that like, subscribe button, and make sure you comment below on this mock draft. This is my last one, final. We're going all 7 rounds. Let's get right into it. So, everyone, first pick, what are we going to do here? Am I going to trade up? Am I going to trade down? I'll tell you right here, I'm staying put. I'm going to tell you for the rest, this entire draft, I'm staying put. Now, I know Chris Ballard is most likely going to make some type of trade throughout this draft, but I will not be doing it. I'm going to let him do it. So with the 15th overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo. Look, PFF's highest graded cornerback in 2023, highest amount of forced incompletions over the last 2 seasons, arguably put up the best defensive performance at the Senior Bowl. Look, people have been getting frisky with the notion that we'll trade up for Brock Bowers or another playmaker. We even introduced, you know, a scenario that can happen. But after seeing some comments made by Ballard in last week, I can't see it. He would completely blindside us, me included, with the trade up. It's not in his MO. And the fact that I believe the Jets are in win now mode with Aaron Rodgers, I think they take Bowers there or Nduze, whoever's available, or Neighbors, doesn't matter. The Colts do need some playmakers. I agree. But wait until the second round. Wait until my second round pick, because the most glaring need is cornerback. There's a reason why there were conversations on acquiring Legarius Sneed. You know how you combat the firepower the Texans just got in their wide receiver group and the rest of our division? You add Quinyon Mitchell, who has every tool to be a lockdown corner at the next level, to one of the youngest secondaries in the NFL. Mitchell fits Ballard's mold better than Terry Arnold, who was my favorite corner. But Quinyon Mitchell has won me over. He has the recovery speed and acceleration to limit those explosive plays of opposing defenses, something we had trouble with in a lot of games last season. So if he's available at 15 and all your top playmaking prospects are gone, it's a no-brainer instant upgrade to take the corner who's built like a tank with the size, speed, and instincts to make life more difficult for the opposing receiver. I'm just saying. You add Quinyon Mitchell, it's a no-brainer. Upgrade. Take the next Sauce Gardner at 15. Yeah, I said it. Hey, with the 46th overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Troy Franklin, wide receiver, Oregon. Here we are. Get Anthony Richardson some help. I hope Troy Franklin is there. I think he's being undervalued, especially in a lot of mock draft simulators. Reggie Wayne did indeed go to Oregon's pro day, and I guarantee you he wasn't there for Bo Nix. We talk about how we need speed at the position. Franklin has it. Has that strong acceleration, great release quickness. He's a perfect weapon in Steichen's offense. What we need, you know. A guy who can stretch the field and open up the passing game. too athletic to pass up, in my opinion. And you got to admit, you pair him with one of the strongest arm QBs in the NFL, arguably the strongest, and defensive coordinators are going to have a hard time sleeping at night. Troy Franklin, that's my wide receiver in the second round. So we hit cornerback, we hit wide receiver. Eric, what are you going to do next? With the 82nd overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., linebacker Clemson. I've mocked him out in a couple of mocks that I've had in the last few episodes, last few months. You know, I will say right now, my pick here could be swapped for the next round in the fourth round, who I want to get. They're interchangeable, but I just don't think Trotter makes it to the fourth round. You know, I'm reminiscent of the Shaq Leonard days, the Darius Leonard days. Now, that's a big shoe to fill, but, you know, Trotter Jr., it could definitely be a void filler for a group that, to me, has a weakness in that second level of the field and in pass covers, to be specific. So Trotter Jr. brings plus-level playmaking and pass coverage. He's smart enough to diagnose how a run play will work and break down. He's been productive in both aspects, so I like that. You know, Gus Bradley's scheme most likely wouldn't have him as an every down player, as Zaire Franklin is the only linebacker with over 90% of the defensive snaps played last season. But he also likes to only run two linebackers in a lot of sets. So, you know, this isn't going to be insert impact starter. This is why, you know, maybe it's a reach for me in the third round, but this to me would be a fine addition to our linebacker group. One thing, he doesn't have great length or size, so, you know, Ballard might back off a little bit, but this is one of those brains over brawn scenarios where Trotter Jr. will have great value in the third round, helping out the defense at every level. I like that. He's got NFL in his blood, you know, his father. All right, fourth pick. I think this has become a fan favorite in the last week or so with the number 117 overall pick. The Indianapolis Colts select Tanner Bortolini, interior offensive lineman, Wisconsin. I'll be honest, I don't know if he'll be there in round four, but, you know, I'm hoping. I was doing some mocks and I got him out there in round four. He's a center. He has positional flexibility. He can play guard. I want to say he's even played some tackle. Like, this man's played every position on the line. Athleticism is off the charts. We have a 9.78 raw score. Ballard guy, very experienced player. A lot of snaps played. Scouts and analysts, they rave about his footwork. One thing that sticks out to me is his fit in Steichen's scheme for our running game. You know, what is it? Throw to score, run to win. I hope I didn't say that wrong. I haven't heard it in a while. He has upside in the zone-oriented running offenses. That's where he has a lot of experience in. Other than that, you know, his technicals need to be fleshed out. He's, you know, a developmental prospect. I feel like our coaching staff can go a long way for him and the players around him. We have a really good offensive line. It's really come together in the last year. He can help develop Bortolini into a quality rotational piece with starter upside. You know, right now he doesn't have to come in and be a starter. We still have Ryan Kelly. We still have Will Fries, but they do become free agents after this upcoming year. So who knows what we'll do if Ballard will, you know, re-sign our guys. We'll see. Hey, we're on in the fifth round with our number 151 overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Cedric Johnson, edge, Ole Miss. Look, again, sound like a broken record. This guy might be gone by this pick. Hey, if he's there, take him. I would even consider him in the fourth round. Again, this is another Ballard pick, eye-popping athleticism. Like a lot of these later picks are going to be athleticism picks. You know, big frame, explosive at the point of attack. Technique needs work, but that's why he's that fifth round pick, developmental pick. Let our coaches do the hard work in fine tuning him. I think floor is a rotational edge rusher, and that's okay. That's okay. But the upside is there for him to fill out. You know, I'll never turn down edge help, especially You know, we've been having some injuries on that end, especially on our defensive line. I feel like that's one of our weaknesses, that our depth isn't super strong. But we did acquire Raekwon Davis on defensive line. Samson Ebukam has been great. Of course, he's not a depth player. Taekwon Lewis. But you never know what they're going to do with Kwity Paye, I will say. So we'll see. But taking edge help right here. With the number 191 overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Fabian Lovett, defensive tackle out of Florida State. Double dipping into the defensive line here, looking to the future. Again, Grover Stewart won't always be there, neither will Raekwon Davis. Let's build some depth. Again, depth is not a bad thing. And you have to think about it, like, I really need a nose tackle with some depth. I know we added Raekwon Davis, but Lovett is another run stuffer. You know, while inconsistent, I think this guy has the physical traits, size, length, the natural athleticism you want in someone on playing on the defensive line. One weakness I would say is this, you know, his pass rushing game, and I think that's where he needs to develop on. But you know, you can have him out there on when you know it's going to be a run, you can have him out there, but or just a breather for our guys. But really, his skill set lies in stifling the run. So Fabian Lovett there in the sixth round. Oof, we're already at the end, ladies and gentlemen. With the number 234 overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Dominique Hampton, safety out of Washington. High Roz score here. We're talking 9.74. This guy really has the size to be in the NFL. Large wingspan with long arms. Those things are important when it comes to contested catch plays. Juju Brents knows about that. Ballard loves traits. Again, I could see him reaching for this guy. He's aligned in a lot of different roles, which makes him versatile. So we could put him, I think we could put him in the slot. Strong safety though, probably, but some free safety too. You know, it doesn't hurt to add to our safety group in round 7. Julian Blackman is on a 1-year deal. Nick Cross is still up and coming. Rodney Thomas, believe it or not, took a step back last year. And we haven't seen what Daniel Scott is made of. You know, just give me Hampton. Of course, I still want a veteran safety to come in. But Dominique Hampton, let's see what he can do once the offseason keeps rolling around. But hey, everyone, we're at the end. So Quinyon Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Tanner Bordellini, Cedric Johnson, Fabian Lovett, Dominique Hampton. And that completes my 7-round final mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft. I really believe this would fill a lot of needs and give us a lot of hope, you know, going forward, especially with the first two or three picks. I'm really high on Quinyon Mitchell now. I was high on him before, but I started digging deep into him. He's really that guy. I hope he's there at 15, and I hope the Colts select him. It'd be a huge addition to our cornerback group, to our secondary in general, and we just build up from there, guys. So let me know what you all think about my final mock draft. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Jamal's got a mock draft coming for you as well. Y'all take care.